The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, or Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? It is Crosstalk Unhinged.
Woo!
And look, Yurko has not sat down for this recording as of yet. He gave us permission to start. I said to wait for him, but everyone else said go without him because he's a fuckface.
Yes, he is a fuckface. No, the fuckface will be here soon. He did say go ahead and start. He was, I think, just a little bit delayed. Traffic getting in and out of our garage right now is a nightmare because of the construction on Lake Street. It's terrible. So
maybe, Carm, maybe he had to stop and drop a deuce into a portalette after yesterday's trip to the OG.
He barely could. He didn't even really eat. He barely touched his food. No, he didn't. He barely ate.
Really?
First of all, he was like a child. He was playing on the iPad that they give you. Like all fancy Italian restaurants, there's an iPad there with games that you can play on the tables. He basically sat there and played on the iPad the entire
time. I wonder what that was. Was that something? I thought that was where you ordered the food. No.
He was playing a billiards game, a race car game, I think, for a little while, and then a billiards game. He sat there
wait a minute. So I could bring my kids there and not have to bring our own iPads.
Yes.
I'm in now. I'm in now.
Good luck to you. Good luck. Have fun. He sat there and played on his games. He barely ate. And the few bites he did take, you know, he hammed it up for the camera a couple of times. He could barely keep the lasagna down. He took a bite of the lasagna and he like hammed it up for the camera. And you saw, if you saw Abdallah's video, which was brilliant, it's all over our social media accounts. It was great. He could barely keep the lasagna down. And that was the only bite he took of it. He didn't eat that much. It was pretty awful.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. The full review coming on the show today, but it was pretty. It was pretty awful.
It was a fun trip, it looked like.
We had fun. We had fun busting balls. They busted my balls. They pretended like it was my birthday, which is 8 months away. I felt a little guilty. They had the restaurant out there singing happy birthday to me. I'm like, you jackasses. These poor people are out here singing, you know.
Was
great.
And then did like the manager, did anyone know there that you guys were coming? Because you guys have been saying we're going to the Olive Garden in Addison.
No, on Addison. Yeah.
On Addison. Oh,
believe it or not, there's one in the city. It's on Addison, right at the expressway. We took the blue line.
I gotcha.
Yeah, it's right off the blue line stop. Nobody knew who we were. No. But the server, I will say, they do treat you like family. They live by the expression. She couldn't have been nicer. The server was wonderful. I think she kind of knew something was up as with like all the videos and but she was super sweet and helpful and nice. And she was great.
Carm, have you guys gotten any pushback at all? Because I guess the old adage, any publicity is good publicity, is being tested here.
Well, the Olive Garden is a huge national chain. I mean, what do they care if some slapdicks in Chicago are making fun of them? I mean, they're obviously not hurting. Those restaurants rarely close down. They're huge, Tommy. Yeah. You should see the size of this place. I mean, they're doing something right. I'm guessing they're so big, they buy those. I'm guessing they don't pay rent. They probably own that land and they put these huge sprawling restaurants on there. They're obviously sustainable. I don't think they give two shits about what a slapdick sports talk radio host says.
What kind of wine selection do you have there?
We didn't even look. The good kids here. We didn't look. Although there was like a little mini bar by us where they stored some of the wine. Remember, York, did you get a look at any of that wine?
Yeah, the Canto Classico. Just some basic stuff.
Yeah, I think so.
Miomi.
There was some Miomi Pinot.
Miomi's good.
Miomi is good. Yeah, Miomi's good.
Yeah, no, they probably had about 20 different bottles of wine. Different types, yeah.
We didn't drink when we were there, so we just had waters.
Well, we knew the company wasn't going to pick it up, so yeah. We definitely knew we weren't going to drink.
So right. We stopped for a cocktail after, actually, at Longman and Eagle. So we did do that because it was nearby.
Why didn't you eat?
I did eat.
Well, he ate, but you didn't eat.
Carmen was saying you didn't eat.
I had the pasta fagioli.
You took a few bites. It was pretty chili.
I actually was trying to pick the pasta out of it. I was kind of bringing the pasta, you know, kind of bridging and damming it.
Yeah.
And getting everything out and then getting the pasta rice at the top.
Damning.
And then I nibbled off the pasta from the top.
Yeah, Yurko kind of ate some of the pasta in there. I told him you hammed it up for the cameras on the lasagna, but you could barely keep that down.
All right, so what I did was the outside of the pasta was dry, so I had to cut the edges off. The actual inside of the pasta was moist. And the noodles were moist. But the outside was dry. It was woeful. Why I'm looking up there and not in the camera? It was woeful.
It's all right.
Have your bathroom habits changed at all in the last 24 hours?
No, none whatsoever.
Mine didn't either.
Good. Yeah, none whatsoever. The worst thing was the linguine Alfredo.
Terrible.
It was terrible. The noodles were dry.
It was all like clumped together. It's almost like they baked it or something and it just sat there all day.
Yeah, it sits there for a while and just kind of, you could see, like, if you made pasta, then you left it for a half hour, then you came back your pasta.
Yes.
That's what it would look
like. That's a great, like, representation.
Do they have it under a lamp?
Probably.
I don't know.
Probably. That pasta is not dropped to order and cooked. That is sitting there all day.
Right.
Yeah.
My local Italian restaurant, it comes out, that carbonara I talk about.
Mm-hmm.
It comes out. It's got an egg yolk on top.
Yeah.
I mix it up. It's got some more pecorino on top. I mix it up. It's smoking hot.
They're making that to order.
Pasta's
fresh.
It's made to order for one guy, for one person sitting there at the time.
Yeah.
And they do that for each and every dish, period.
Would you call it fast food, or is it called what? Casual dining?
Fast food, convenient food.
I would say convenient. It's some sort of like convenient Italian food, I guess.
With that said, I would ask you then, who does the best for their style, whether it's a burger joint?
Red Lobster.
Really?
I was going to ask this question too. Or at least in my lifetime, what in that food category was I the most excited in my lifetime to ever attend? It was when we were going to Red Lobster.
Red Lobster.
The cheesy bread.
Oh my God. All you can eat shrimp or all you can eat crab legs.
That's what got Reggie White. Reggie White land in Green Bay was they took him to the Red Lobster.
Is that right?
It's the only restaurant really around there besides Kroll's.
And he liked Red Lobster.
Well, he liked the cheesy bread. I think it was the cheesy bread that won him over.
Is it crab meat or is it like whitefish that they sell as crab meat?
Oh, who knows?
They better be serving lobster there.
They're not real crabs.
I'm assuming the lobsters are real.
The lobsters are real.
Well, I'm sure they're cheap, like warm water lobster.
Listen, up in Wisconsin, you can go get fresh fish anywhere.
Of course.
You go to any of the supper clubs, you get fresh fish. But I guess Sylvie's right. Out of those restaurants, like the Market Italians or the Market, there was only for fish, Red Lobster or Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips.
Oh, remember those?
Long John Silver.
Long John Silver, terrible too.
That's terrible.
And the Hush Puppies. So of those, Red Lobster was easily the best.
I would probably say for me, it would have been Poppin' Fresh or Baker Square. Loved the pies. Those
pies are classic.
That would probably be what I would say. It's not the food there wasn't good, but going for pie and coffee, I always thought was great.
Boy, have we gotten old.
I know, right? But we did that when we were in college. At Baker Square with pie and coffee. French silk pie or the Dutch apple. So I'd probably say for me, it was, I don't even think Baker Squares are around anymore. I think they're all gone. When we were kids, it was Poppin' Fresh. Then it was Baker Square. I think they're all gone.
I got a Baker Square up by me in Sherbo.
Oh, you do? Yeah. There is still
one. Oh, you're lucky. You're lucky.
Because I don't think there's any left around here.
For a while, they converted the Baker Square here in Deerfield to what's the Italian restaurant, and then they since moved. The one that's downtown.
Maggiano's.
No, up more upscale, too.
Oh, really?
I forgot what it's called. But anyway, they put it in the old Baker Square building. But that's what, like, Carm, that's what we used to do. We used to go and we used to play basketball at night.
Yeah.
And then we used to go, okay, let's go get some pie.
Yep.
You know, because we weren't old enough to really go to bars and drink. So we're like, let's go have some pie.
We did the same thing in high school.
I'll tell you exactly where it's at, 1675 Indianapolis Boulevard.
So it's still open.
Basically right across the Twin Peaks, right there at the crossroads of America.
I didn't think there were.
Yeah, I know it was Baker Square. You can still get some pie.
Yeah, but I always like Baker
Square. We got a lot of breakfast joints, too, like Baker Square down the street. We got a place called Sophia's. Omelet House is maybe from Baker Square is just probably a half a block down.
So you guys, after high school, you'd play some hoops and then go get some pie?
Yes.
We'd do the same thing. I'm not even kidding. Yeah, high school and college, we'd end, a lot of times we'd end up at Baker Square.
We're getting cocktails.
Yeah. Well, we'd go to the fucking creek and smoke heaters and drink Busch beer.
You troublemaker.
We weren't like the cool kids who were football players stuffing kids in the locker.
You can say that again.
Getting laid like you, Waddle. Like, you know?
The cool kids weren't. I mean, they had nothing to do. First of all, I don't think we had Baker Square, but. And you weren't drinking coffee, were you? I didn't start drinking coffee.
I wasn't drinking coffee.
Carmen.
We used to do that.
I'm an old man, though.
I'm an old man. I'd get a cup of coffee with my friend Silk.
How old were you when you first started drinking coffee?
When I started drinking coffee, yeah. I was in college. I didn't have coffee before college, probably like halfway through college. I'm guessing I was like 19, maybe 18, 19 when I first had coffee. Yeah. Fell in love with it. In love. I'm like, ooh, not the caffeine, the taste. I love the taste of coffee.
Yeah.
Some people drink it because they just need the caffeine, but I love good coffee. I love the taste of good coffee.
I will drink a decaf, though. That just I don't know why.
No, I'm with you. I don't either. What's the point? I don't know.
Yeah, it tastes different, too.
Yeah.
I think it does taste different, actually. I think it very much tastes
There's
different.
There's a Baker Square in Woodridge and Palatine.
I love this. Oh, wait.
Well, I'm trying to help you guys out, man.
Well, look, we're going to be in Woodridge. Like, this is a good announcement. We're going to be in Woodridge at the Buffalo Wild Wings on that Friday, aren't we? After
Next
the draft.
Friday.
You can go to a Baker Square if you want.
Wait for Friday. Why don't we pick up pies, too?
We're in Woodridge, Yurko. Hold on. That's my old, you know, my parents are a mile from that where we're going to be, that Buffalo Wild Wings. I know that.
2020 West 75th Street in Woodridge.
2020 West 75th. Okay, so I know where that is. I can't
picture. Well, have listeners, have the fans pick up.
By the Hobby Lobby.
Okay.
By the Hobby Lobby. Hobby Lobby.
It's not far from where
we're going. Hobby
Lobby. Do they still make? Do they
east
still
of 355.
Yeah, it's just east of 355.
Yeah.
Do they still make a Reese's peanut butter cup pie?
I don't know. I haven't been in one in so long, Sylvia. I don't know.
But they had that one.
The lemon. I used to love the lemon meringue, the French silk, and the Dutch apple.
Yes.
I'm a German chocolate guy, too.
You like the German chocolate? Those were my favorite ones. They used to
have
lemon meringue.
After running the courts for 2 hours, you're going to go have a slice of five different pies.
Fucking ain't right.
I shit my pants.
I had to rip one just now. Oh, another one.
Rico's over here ripping farts.
Oh, wait.
The good kid and I had a fun day together yesterday.
Full day of activities.
Carmen, Yurko, Black and Abdallah. Well, then Yurko and I had a whiskey U, and so we got stuck in traffic, obviously, because we didn't get back to the station to get into Yurko's car, and he drove me out there
until
like 4:30. We were stuck in it.
Terrible traffic.
And it was brutal getting out to Lockport.
Not well planned by us, Carm.
But we had fun anyway. We spent a long day together yesterday.
You have a good turnout?
Great.
Oh,
great.
Phenomenal turnout.
Oh, yeah. They love the
what tandem. A great turnout.
Sylvie's going to do a tequila with us later this year.
My guy Carlos Cuerta was pretty good, too.
Awesome.
The rum guy from Venezuela.
Awesome.
Carlos
and Ozzy. Him and Ozzy could have been thick as thieves.
Yeah. He loves the White Sox because of the history of some of the Venezuelan players. And so he's been in America about 25 years, I think he said. He's been in Chicago.
Yeah.
Great guy.
And he loves the best recommendation he had on rum, and we had the Diplomatico, right? And it was at least like 8 years old in that bottle.
Yeah.
He goes, whatever's for your palate.
You what?
Is the best. Palate.
I think
whatever's the best for your palate. Whatever your palate likes is what you should drink. He goes, my palate is different. I like a little drier rum. He goes, that's why I love the specific one that he loved. He goes, but whatever's for your palate. is what you should drink.
Let me ask you, this is sipping rum, right? Good Kid.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This isn't mixed with Coca-Cola rum.
No.
I was going to say, most times you don't ask for a rum on the rocks, right?
Sure, you can. Absolutely. You can do it.
It's becoming more popular.
The best way to drink rum is with friends.
Yeah, that's true.
That's exactly what he said yesterday, too. What's the best way to drink rum? The guy goes, neat. Crushed ice.
Really?
He goes, no. The other guy raises his hand and goes, with friends. And he goes, exactly.
Yeah. Sylvie will tell you, like, tequila is the same way. Good tequila is wonderful to just sit and sip. Wonderful.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, it's
it's a sipper.
Some of the yucky stuff you might want to throw into a margarita.
Pepe Lopez, my friend. But Pepe Lopez.
But good tequila, fantastic. You know,
they've done that with everything. Like that's your point. Like, I think they've just made it now where people enjoy sipping, talking, hanging out with your friends. So drink whatever you want to drink, and enough with the shitty stuff that would just get you drunk. Absolutely. And shoot shots. Let's enjoy what we're drinking.
The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Kid, where you at? Are you at the Berto Center? What the fuck's going on behind you?
Oh, that's my it's called the treadmill, Yurko. The people go on
a couple of pieces of machinery back there
to stay in shape.
And it looks like it's an encased glass window. You see that?
That's his basement.
Well, I'm asking you what I'm seeing, what I'm looking at. There's multiple pieces of machinery there.
Yeah, there's
a roarer there. You got a roarer there too, don't you? Elliptical. What do you got there?
An elliptical, yes. And then there is a roarer. There is a rower that I don't touch anymore.
I told you there's a rower back there. Rower. What's the rower means everything.
The rower, what's it for?
Oh, the rower's full body.
Full body?
Full body. It's like cross-country skiing.
The rower, they say, is the best piece of thing for everything, and it helps your back waddle. Like, it helps your core.
It helps your penis get hard.
I don't know about that, but I think staying would prove to
keep you in good shape. Get your core working, man.
Your penis hard.
Anything that helps your core helps your cock. Remember that.
Here's what happens:
core and cock.
The CNC
hand in hand, guys. Yeah, some would say cork and carry. I say core and cock.
So sit ups are good for your penis.
Yes, exactly.
Really, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That would be a good workout slogan. I think like the health club should go for that and say, come to the health club to work on your core to help your cock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Core to cock. We're here to help.
100%. Sure.
They ought to just have a brothel in one area of the fitness center. Just, you get your workout in and then you go use your well-equipped joint at that point.
Depends where you work out at, I guess.
You ever see the men or women, though, that do the competitive rowing? You see their bodies. I mean, that rowing is one of the best things you can do. You want to get fucking shredded. I mean, get on that rowing machine.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen it.
It's evil.
It's hard.
And it's so fucking boring.
Yes.
Like, you know how when you go for a run, time can really go by quickly if you get in a good run. The rower, you're like, I'm only at 3 minutes.
Yeah, fuck that.
Now I'm at 3:30.
You got to pace yourself.
5?
Well, you shouldn't be looking at the clock that long. You should be sitting there setting your pace. Who's your coxman? You got somebody back there behind you still yelling stroke?
It's not
stroke.
Mirko, I dated a coxman before.
I'm not surprised.
It's a coxswain.
His favorite rowing event is the two-man sculls. Okay. Not surprised.
She went to Tufts back when we were in college. She was
big in England.
She was, because you got to be light to be the person to say row.
Sure.
So and she went in Boston.
Head of the Charles
River. They were.
She gave you a double time stroke. when they want to pick up the pace, the coxswain, is that what you call him? The coxswain announces we're going to go double time stroke to pick the pace up, right. It's the final leg, double time stroke. She ever give you the old double time stroke?
Maybe, yes.
Good for you.
That person probably a little bit overbearing and a little annoying at times, right? Because your fucking lats are burning. You want to die. And that person's yelling at you to continue to row faster. I mean, I bet they get punched every now and then.
If you're doing it correctly, your legs are burning.
Well, whatever.
Your legs are burning because your legs are pushing.
Yeah.
And then the arms are engaging then in the action during the push.
See, how
so
does
your legs should be burning.
It all burns.
Yeah.
It sounds right, but.
Lotto, how does he know this again? Like either he's making it up or he knows all this shit.
Yeah, he's right. These two guys sitting in those chairs are the two of the smartest guys I know. What useful knowledge they have, I have no fucking idea. But
it's not useless. None of it's fucking or none of it's useful. It's all useless.
What is it?
None of it's useful. It's all useless.
Oh yeah, we know a little bit about everything and a whole lot about nothing.
Yes,
that's our mantra. That's our fucking show mantra, man.
Yeah,
that's what we bring to the table.
Now, as for the legendary Coxman.
John Holmes,
top of the list.
I used to work over there with Melty. I'd see him all the time. We'd cross paths. One of the coolest, nicest guys I've ever. But Carm, when you said that the other day, I had no idea he was.
Oh, legend.
Yeah, I never knew that.
Oh, just legendary. Yeah, I mean, we only dreamed of Jeannie.
I mean, right? Yeah, we only dreamed
of her. I mean, somebody else.
Melty didn't have to dream.
So he didn't dream at all. He did.
God bless.
Yeah, good for him.
Oh, didn't realize that was part of his repertoire. Very nice.
Oh, yeah.
How is Melty? Have you talked to Melty lately?
I haven't talked to Melty in a while. I have not. It's been a little bit since I've seen him.
He's probably fucking.
Yeah.
You still think he's fucking?
Oh, he's still fucking. That's
you bet.
Melty will go. That's until his last.
Yeah, guys like that. Guys like that don't retire.
Melty said to me,
"They just walk. That's the bull that walks down the hill and just bangs them all."
Oh yeah. Melty once said,
"He's not the young one chasing him around, all wasting his energy."
If
Melton just comes down and just unleashes and just starts doing it.
If anyone doesn't know, Bill Melton, the former big leaguer, played for the White Sox. He did pre and post radio television for a long time. So most people probably know, but he was a home run champion. What, 1971, York?
73
American League home run champ. Melty said to me in the office once, and Melty always called me Carmine. And he had that big booming deep voice. Carmine, God damn it. I can't figure this fucking thing out. And he'd go, Carmine, help me on this goddamn computer. And I said, Melty, you got to learn how to do this on your own at some point. It was something basic on the computer. And he said, Carmine, I know how to do two things, hit and fuck. He's the absolute fucking greatest.
There you go.
I mean, just the greatest, you know?
It's a good line.
It's a great line. I started dying.
Hey, you could do worse, right?
Hit and fuck.
You could do worse than hitting and fucking.
Absolute best.
That's a song, hitting and fucking and fucking and hitting. It's got to be some such. Has that already been made? It sounds like it's been made.
Absolutely. Sylvie and I would hang out in the booth with Wilsey, God rest his soul, Melty, Moose Scouring. I mean, remember the fans. And Melty would just bitch and complain about, God damn it, Joe Creedy can't fucking hit. God damn it. he'd sit there and he'd rip everybody. You try to talk any other sport and he would just, you know, nothing but baseball. God, fuck those other sports. God damn it, baseball's the best.
He's got to be 75 years old now.
Probably older. I bet she's older than my dad. I bet she's Melty's north.
Is he living in the desert now? Is he out in
Arizona? I think he's out in Arizona, yeah. Yeah, I think he's an AC.
Such a cool dude.
Oh, great guy. But we have, I mean, God, shit, the stories. I mean.
Think about some of the guys we got a chance to hang around with, whether it was Norm.
Oh.
I mean, Melty, Doug Buffon at times.
Dougie Buffon, sure. Ditka. Mongo. Ditka. I mean, you were teammates with Mongo, but still, like, you know, getting to know Mongo all these years. Ditka. Yeah. Think about it. I mean, think about some of the characters.
Yeah,
we've been able to hang around with.
It's 78 years old for a Bill Melton.
78, yeah.
Still fucking.
Still fucking, guarantee it.
Probably can still hit it in the cage as well.
Probably fucking can. I don't know, his hips are shot, but I bet you he can. Still doing some fucking. All right, what are we hard for, boys? Speaking of fucking.
Masters is over.
Masters is over.
I think the draft, obviously, is a week from the day we're recording. Yeah. What are they going to do at 9?
It's the big question.
That's the biggest thing for me.
It is. I'm not hard. Me too. I think that's it. It's next Thursday night.
Are you hard for the Bulls? The real play-in game for the Bulls? The rematch of last year?
Not really.
But this is a rematch. They've got payback.
They'll probably win. No Jimmy Butler?
Yeah,
I think they're going to win too.
I think they'll probably win.
Listen, even like last night, there were some things that were entertaining, but when a team that's four games under 500 beats a team that's 10 games under 500 and lost six in a row, my nuts just – they don't get hot.
Well, so, that Hawks team
I'm hard for the White Sox. I mean, really? Yeah. I mean, victory number three came yesterday.
Yeah.
At least good kid. The one good thing about the Sox, win or lose, usually lose. They're going to do it in 2 hours and 10 minutes. That's it.
Great.
That's perfect. Good. Well, yes. You know, there's base runners.
Here's your trend for you, right? 1-4 in the first five, right? 1-4. 1-5 in their next six. 1-6 in their next seven. Are they going to fall and go 1-7 in their next eight? I mean, there's a mathematical trend here. It's like you wonder why it's being followed right now.
It's like the Fibonacci sequence. Holy shit.
Thank you. Exactly. The Fibonacci sequence.
Here we go again. What's the Fibonacci?
Who knows this?
Fibonacci sequence.
What the fuck?
100% correct.
That's what it is.
So hopefully we'll see if the White Sox can break that. I'd like to see them win back-to-back games.
What did you guys do when you were younger? Did you just watch a lot of television or read books? Or how did you get all this knowledge?
We read the Fibonacci sequence.
You're smoking heaters down by the creek. We're reading some books. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
You got to read, Tommy.
Tommy, open your eyes up. Open up your eyes.
Keep your mind sharp and your cock hard.
That's right.
Okay, Melty.
Just like Melty.
That's right.
All right.
Uncle Melty.
All you young kids out there, keep your mind sharp and your cock hard. All right.
That's a good sign out.
Right? That's a good sign out.
And your sphincter clean.
That's like, what's his name? The Price is Right.
Yeah, exactly.
But you from say what?
From now on, forget. Forget Edward R. Murrow. Wasn't it Edward R. Murrow? Good night and good luck.
Yeah, I think good night,
it
was. Good luck. Good night and good luck.
From now on,
CBS
keep
News.
Your mind sharp and your cock hard.
Good night.
That's perfect.
That's it. That's perfect.
What did Walter Cronkite used to say? What was his goodbye?
I think he used to say, "If you're, I don't know."
Be careful.
If you're happy,
I was going to go off Full Metal Jacket.
I'll find out what Cronkite said.
What does he say to him? He goes, I bet you're the kind of guy that doesn't even the common courtesy. What does he say? He goes to, I can't remember the line. It's a great line about the reach around. And I can't remember it now. What he shouts at him, Arlie Emery shouts at him. I can't remember. It's driving me crazy. Sorry. I was going to say that that's what Walter Cronkite used to say, but. I can't remember what he says. And it's such a funny line. God damn it. It's going to drive me nuts now. Tommy, help me out. Have you seen Full Metal Jacket?
I don't have.
Did I Google it, Carm?
Yeah, I bet you the kind of guy.
And that's the way it is.
That was Walter Cronkite.
That was Walter Cronkite.
Google it, Sylvie. What does he say?
And that's the way it is on this December 14th.
1971. And those guys were sitting at the desk giving you the news with a scotch and a heater.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And then Dan Rather just shot the shit and lied to you. So thank you, Dan Rather, for nothing.
Taking a shot at Dan Rather. Wow.
That's because he stinks.
Oh, God. It's going to drive me nuts.
I can't find it.
Look it up.
Hold on. We got to run, but hold on.
Is that what a reach? You got to run. I got to run.
Hold on. You guys talk. Hold on.
I got all the time in the world, man. I got to go drop a deuce after this one. I had to do it the whole way in the car. Then you know how you get in the parking garage, right? I could have been a couple minutes earlier. You're in the garage and some jackass is waiting for somebody to back up on level two.
I got
level
it.
Level two.
I got it.
I got it too.
Yeah, I got it. Go ahead, Tommy.
You'd fuck a person in the ass and not have the courtesy to give him a reach around.
Yeah. You're the kind of guy who would fuck a man in the ass and not even have the goddamn courtesy to give him a reach around. I'm out my eye on you, Joker.
I'm Walter Cronkite.
It's the best.
It's great. There were a lot of good lines in that movie.
Oh, my God.
It's a great movie.
It's great. The first half of it. I didn't care.
First half is outstanding.
The first half is incredible.
Tubuku.
And Arlie.
Tubuku.
It's just amazing. Just amazing. All right, boys. So keep your mind sharp and your cock hard. BlueChew.com will help you if you need some unhinged. That's the promo code at checkout. BlueChew.com. They'll send you a month's supply free. Fun episode as always, gentlemen. And we'll reconvene next week. And why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?